You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Well, yes, first is excited, you know, we're going to face a good team, and we also are really good too, so I'm pretty sure we're going to be a good series against them, And I was in the minor with them for 6 years and excited to see those boys again.
Do you get a sense of the buzz around the stadium? Because it has a lot to do with the fans more than anything, but do you get a sense of how fans treat this series and what it means to them?
Well, last year was a little bit of a test of how this series is, but yeah, I guess it's a big, you know, for the fans, for Mets fans, for Yankees fans, and especially we're playing really good baseball so far, and should be good games.
Well, for us as broadcasters, day games after night games can be very difficult with the turnaround, so I can only imagine what it's like as a player. You've caught a lot of day games. How do you prepare for a day game, especially when there is such a quick turnaround, knowing that you don't necessarily have as much prep time as you traditionally do?
Yes, well, I always trying to anticipate a little bit, you know, and trying to do the homework like days like today, the first game of the series, or just one day before. And when that day's come, just already know a lot of stuff, especially like scouting reports. And you also talk that day with the pitcher, and you can get a little extra time when it's the day game.
So like in a situation like tomorrow, say you are in there, you're already beginning that prep work with tomorrow's starter to kind of get an idea and get a head start on that prep.
Yes, for sure. Well, today too, I've been doing a lot too, because you never know if you're going to jump into the game, you know, and you have to be ready. But yeah, I try to get a little bit today or a lot today, and for tomorrow, just a quick reminder and I'm ready.
For people that have never caught before, I don't think they necessarily understand the toll that catching takes on your body. When you catch a night game and then you have a day game, physically, how does it feel? How tiring is it?
I would say you're tired, but after the first inning, after you warm up, you know, you feel like, okay, like very normal. It's not easy. It's probably not the best for your body, because you play, like 12 hours before, so your body don't get the rest, enough rest. But after you're in the game, you forget about everything and you just go out there and play.
I do want to ask you about the running game before we wrap up, because you and Alvy have done such a tremendous job throwing out base runners. How much of a point of emphasis was that this season, going into it knowing that if you can control the running game, you can completely eliminate an aspect of an opposing team's game?
Yeah, no, for sure, a lot. And I think there's something come from the team, you know, because people say, oh yeah, you have a great arm, you make a good throws, but also the pitcher's timing is very important, you know? And they worked so hard in the spring training to control that part of the game, and also the tagging second, Lindor, Acuna, McNeil, is another big part of throwing people out. So it's a teamwork, and we're doing well.
Luis, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.